So our listener has dreams of doing more than just staying in their small town. However, her husband does not. Group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please, please keep me anonymous because my husband listens and I don't want this getting back to him.
Okay.
I need a little group therapy because I feel stuck. Been married for 7 years. We've been together 12. He adopted my oldest daughter, and we also have an almost 8-year-old together.
Okay.
The problem is, I don't know if I'm still happy.
Oh.
In the beginning, everything was fun and exciting, but over the years, we've become complete opposites.
Mm.
He's perfectly happy staying home every weekend, never traveling, never trying new things. He would honestly rather sit on the couch in our small town forever.
Okay.
And I'm realizing that's not the life I want.
Mm.
I grew up with parents who made life fun. I feel like I'm slowly watching my life shrink, and it kind of scares me.
Okay.
I work. I'm the main parent. And lately, I've been thinking about what it would be like to start over. But then reality hits me, and I'm terrified.
Mm.
Like, how do you leave someone who has been a father to your child?
Mm.
How do you explain that your daughter to your daughter that when he chose to adopt her?
Mm.
I'm scared I would devastate her.
Mm.
I'm also scared financially. He's the breadwinner, and I keep wondering, can a single mom actually make it on her own?
Mm.
Would I be putting my kids through unnecessary pain because I'm unhappy?
Mm.
Part of me wonders if I should just wait a few more years until my oldest graduates and keep things together for the kids, but then another part of me thinks, am I really going to wake up at 45 and realize I spent years being miserable?
Yeah.
He was raised in a very strict stay home and be responsible household. I was raised by parents who were like, go have fun, make memories, enjoy life.
Mm.
Neither one of us is wrong, but I feel like we're living two completely different lives now.
Mm.
I'm not saying he's a bad person. I just feel like I'm disappearing. Have any women out there started completely over after their first marriage?
Mm.
I mean, yes, many people have.
Sure.
Especially in a situation where adoption and kids are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Did you regret leaving?
Mm.
Did you regret staying?
Mm.
I'm almost 40 and I'm scared I'm running out of time to have the life I want.
Mm.
I feel like he won't change and I won't be a hot mom forever. Please tell me what I should do because I genuinely don't know anymore.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to bring the spark back.
Jeez. Okay.
First of all, I think she needs to talk to her professional counselor.
So I think we need to make sure that he knows some of your thoughts.
Yes.
Like where you're coming from.
It's unclear if she's ever like sat him down and said, hey, I'm a little unhappy. I feel stuck.
Now,
this is what I'm kind of thinking I need. What are your thoughts?
She has said she has tried talking to him.
Okay. It's just kind of going nowhere.
But he seems to be set in his ways. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I get it. She feels bad. She's like, oh, he even adopted my child.
Yeah.
I get that. It's like, okay, how much longer do I put my kids' needs before mine? Typically, as a parent, that's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but she has a life, too.
Sure.
And
many people have done that.
Yeah.
They started over.
So
made a fresh start.
If that is at least a glimmer of hope, know that there have been plenty of people who have done that.
But she needs to fully decide, okay, am I like absolutely not in love with my partner anymore? There's no chance of getting that back. And I know that I need to make a break. I think we need to get into some
now,
serious
I do
counseling
know,
to figure that
well,
part out.
Well, I also know that people can change. I know that there was a moment when, you know, my daughter who's dating this great guy had kind of that come to Jesus moment with him and was like, hey, I need this from you. And he realized and said, okay, and did it. And he's been great since. So I don't know. And it sounds like, you know, you've kind of already approached that subject with him, but have you approached it in a like
it's a make it or break it.
This
thing
needs to happen for me.
Yeah.
Right. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your story about how you dealt with this.
Yeah.
Especially when kids are involved.
You're not the first person to be in this situation or to feel like this.
All right. So that's coming up. Your story is group therapy. We heard from a listener who is kind of stuck in a rut with her husband. Like, he just is complacent with hanging in their little small town. She kind of wants more adventure in her life.
She wants to travel. She wants to try new things.
Yeah. And it's getting to be that point of, like, poop or get off the pot.
Sure. And she's just wondering, can I, you know, be happy as a single mom? Is it going to uproot the kids in a catastrophic way? How do I move forward?
Ashley texts in and says, look, prioritizing your personal happiness is important, but you definitely need to have more direct discussions with your husband, and with a couples counselor would even be better. The only way to make this choice and have no regrets, speaking from experience, is when you know you've tried everything to make it work.
Right. Yeah.
And I worry that a lot of your thoughts and feelings have remained internal.
And yeah, she hasn't fully expressed to him like
maybe
you've
tried
to
talk to him.
What kind of crossroads she's at.
Right, but maybe you need to let him know the severity.
It's a make it or break it.
Yeah, for sure.
Taylor says, take trips without him. Live your life. With me, I realized if I was going to live single, I might as well be single. Mm. I hate asking people to change because how long are they changed before they revert back and it's wasted time?
I saw a meme that was like, hey, if you have fun on a date, I realized that it's me. I'm the fun one.
Yeah.
You're just having fun with me.
Yeah.
and so, you know, that can be a thing. Like, you can have fun. You can do your thing.
Well, yeah. Erin says if travel is an adventure and the only thing she's missing, then why not travel by herself? Go on a retreat. Take a girl's trip. Take the kids somewhere. In a healthy marriage, not everything has to be done together. And then, you know, maybe he'll get FOMO.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be like, oh,
yeah.
Well, that looks fun.
And Karen on Facebook.
And then want to join in, you know, in some other trips.
Yeah, says, looks like you're going through kind of a midlife crisis sort of thing. You know, you're getting older and you're having those feelings
starting
of like,
panic,
oh my gosh.
Starting to panic that life is passing you by.
Yes, oh my gosh, I'm like stuck in this spot. I don't know how to jumpstart.
I haven't checked off the boxes on stuff I want to do.
Right, right. Well, time is now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lisa says, your situation's not unique. I can't stress this enough. Do not stay married for the kids.
Mm.
They see more than you realize. Mm. Do you want to teach them to just suffer it out?
Mm.
But what concerns me more is you said, I won't be a hot mom forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling like the grass is greener, you're going to be extremely disappointed. Dating is horrid. we live in a hookup culture, and you don't have to be a self-proclaimed hot mom to play that game.
Okay. Well,
yeah, that is a telling line. Is she looking for another partnership? Like, is she completely done and written off her partner? As in, I don't love him anymore and not in love with him anymore.
Yeah, maybe
that first needs to be figured out, like, once and for all.
Does he not appreciate what's in front of him?
Right.
Type of thing.
Right.
Right.
So once that question is answered, I think, is then how it's going to be a little bit more clear for her to figure out where she needs to go.
I still think you need to be very clear. Like,
yes.
Sometimes guys, and I'm speaking from experience, need it spelled out.
Yeah. Need to be hit upside the head
like,
with it.
Like, this needs to happen or this
or
will happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think, too, take a trip first. Like, take a girl's trip, get away, or take the kids somewhere and see if that helps recharge your batteries. Gives you a little bit more of what you feel like you're missing.
Yeah.
And see how he reacts to it. But yes, you have to be completely honest with how dire of a situation this feels for you.
For sure.
With him.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.